What if the judgment of God isn't harsh, but what if it's perfectly fair? Paul wants us to feel the weight of this truth right here. Judgment is unavoidable, and it will be righteous. In Romans chapter 2, the problem is not that God judges, it's that people assume he will judge unfairly, with favoritism, leniency, or a wink of approval. But Paul dismantles that illusion. God's judgment is righteous because it aligns perfectly with his character. It is not impulsive, it is not excessive, it is not mistaken. It is right, measured, and deserved. And this is deeply unsettling for anyone hoping to lean on excuses. Heritage won't help us. Religious exposure won't help. Silence from heaven is not approval, it is patience. And patience is meant to lead us to repentance, not confidence. The terrifying reality is not that God will judge, but that his judgment will be correct. Every excuse will crumble. Every comparison will collapse. God does not misread hearts. He weighs them. But the good news is that this same righteousness is what makes the gospel beautiful. If judgment were arbitrary, salvation would be uncertain. But because God is righteous, Christ's righteousness truly saves. Here's what you can pray today. Righteous God, remove my false confidence and teach me to tremble rightly before you. And here are two peoples that you can pray for as well. Doug and Diane Lee are missionaries in the Philippines, and also the Daruma LifeWord broadcast for the people of Kenya.